Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Memory Weaver by Jane Kirkpatrick. Narrated by Erin Moon, Alma Cuervo, and Suzanne Torin. Prologue. 1847. Along the Clearwater River, Oregon Territory. The woman rode side saddle, holding the leather reins like long ribbons in her sturdy hand.
Mama! Mama, wait!
The woman turned, looked out beneath her bonnet as her daughter ran forward, carrying a late-blooming iris in her 9-year-old hand. The girl's Nimipu horse, with freckles across its rump, followed behind the child.
Why, I rode right past it, didn't I, Eliza?
The woman inhaled the flower's scent as the child handed the blue iris up to her.
I notice things.
Yes, you do.
It was good to see the child's smile light up her usually serious face.
But I notice that you are not on Taché's back. I dare not dismount from this side saddle to help you get back up.
I can mount all by myself.
Can you?
I'll show you. Come, Taché.
The horse followed like an obedient dog as the child made her way down the bank of the Clearwater River. At what she decided was the perfect spot, the girl stopped the horse, ordered the mare to
stay,
then scrambled back up the bank, the horse below her. The mare switched her tail, but waited.
Watch, Mama!
Certain she had her mother's full attention, the child leaned over to grab tufts of the horse's mane, inhaled a deep breath, then leapt like a frog, landing astride, her dress covering the blanket on the horse's back. She reached for the reins, then sat up straight as an arrow.
Oh, that's wonderful! Her mother clapped her gloved hands. You're so smart, Eliza.
I am!
The satisfied smile revealed 2 front teeth almost grown in.
We must ride more often in the morning like this, so I can witness how wise you are, how much you've grown into a young lady.
Just you and me, Mama, and none of the rest.
Yes, just the 2 of us.
It was a promise the woman wished she'd kept, but events intervened, as they always do. Still, the girl would remember that last solo ride with her mother. The sweep of the landscape, the scent of the flower and the horses, the sound of the Clearwater River chattering on its way to the faraway sea, and her mother's approving smile. She would weave those memories into what happened later, trying to make sense of those threads, praying they would support rather than threaten her own life as a woman, mother, and wife.
The difference between false memories and true ones is the same as for jewels. It is always the false ones that look the most real, the most brilliant. A quote by Salvador Dali. The past beats inside me like a second heart. A quote from The Sea by John Danville. Part 1. Chapter 1. In the Beginning. My earliest memory is of laughter inside a waterfall of words. I'm in a half barrel that once held flour. Tree rounds act as wheels. My bare feet tease the knots of rope bored through the barrel's end. My dress covers my legs, stuck straight out. My hands grip the smooth sides of the half barrel. A Nez Perce boy with shiny hair as black as a moonless night tows the rope over his shoulder, pulling me in my makeshift wagon across the rabbled ground in front of our cabin, school, church. I lay my head back, close my eyes, feel the sun on my face, let my child belly jiggle over the rutted earth, laughter joined to theirs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?